بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Fasting and ikhlas, fasting and sincerity. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. And the salah and the salam be upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers of his family and his companions and those who follow on their path. Then it proceeds that the matter of ikhlas, the matter of sincerity, and its impact and influence on worship is much needed to be reminded of from two angles. First, from the angle of concepts and importance of ikhlas, and the second, its influence on fasting. The origin of the term ikhlas in the Arabic language comes from the term khalusa, becoming pure, and also al-khalis, to become pure from impurities that were present in the thing. Legally, however, Islamically, ikhlas means purifying the deeds from every type of impurity. The focus of ikhlas, of sincerity and purity, is that the motivation is to comply with the command of Allah and His will, such that no impure inclination of the self is mixed with the deed, either in the form of beautifying it in the hearts of the people, or seeking their praise and running away from their blaming, or seeking to be glorified by them, or seeking their wealth, or their service, or their love. And other than these objectives, all these defects are based on seeking other than Allah concerning the actions. If he protects himself from these inclinations, then this is the focus of ikhlas. And there is no harm after this that he hopes to attain the bliss of the hereafter in paradise, or safety from the painful punishment in hell. This is the concept of ikhlas. As to its importance, suffice that it stands to be one of the conditions behind accepting the worship. For we all know that worship is based upon two conditions. Al-Ikhlas lillah and the following of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الله تعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى said in سورة البينة chapter 98 verse 5 وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. And they were commanded not but they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, abstaining from ascribing partners to him, and perform the salah and give zakah, the dutiable charity, and that is the right deen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. I am the one who doesn't stand in need of a partner. فَمَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا فَأَشْرَكَ فِيهِ غَيْرِي فَأَنَا مِنْهُ بَرِيءٌ. If anyone does anything in which he associates anyone else with me in worship, I shall abandon him with one whom he associates with Allah. And he is to the one he took as a partner with me. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah spoke about the ikhlas and its importance and its merits. He said, the ikhlas to Allah, the sincerity in worship to Allah, is the deen, is the religion which Allah does not accept other than it. And it is the religion with whom He entrusted the first ones and the latter ones from the messengers. And with which He sent the entire scriptures. And upon which the leaders of faith, iman, belief are in agreement. And it is the essence of the prophetic call. And it is the axis upon which the Quran is centered. Until he said, rahimahullah, Allah says concerning Yusuf, concerning Joseph, alayhi salam, كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ in 12:24. Thus it was that we might turn away from him and he would have inclined. Thus it was that we might turn away from him evil and illegal sexual intercourse. Surely he was one of the chosen, guided slaves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects his slave from what might bring him evil, like the inclination to the forbidden images and the clinging to them. And Allah turned away from him the evil of illegal sexual intercourse because of his sincerity. That's why before he tastes the sweetness of slavery in worship to Allah alone, he may be overwhelmed by following his desires. But when he tastes the ikhlas, the taste of ikhlas, and his heart becomes strong, then he will defeat his desires without a treatment. Certainly, ikhlas has a profound influence on training the self. Certainly, the fasting, rather, has a profound influence on training the self on the virtue of ikhlas, such that the person seeks and focuses his intentions on nothing but the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is because the fasting person conducts his fast imanan wa ihtisaba, out of faith and anticipation of reward from Allah, and relinquishes and abandons his lusts and desires in his foods and drinks, all for the sake of Allah. And what a greater lesson could be other or more great than this one? Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, in his collection of hadith related from Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The one who prays, establishes the prayer of the night of the pre-decree out of belief, upon belief and hoping for the reward, anticipating the reward from Allah, Allah will give or forgive him his previous sins. What does it mean, imanan wahtisaba? Imanan means believing in the promise of Allah that he will reward him. Wahtisaba, it means talaban lil ajr, seeking the reward. لا لقصد آخر من رياء ونحو. Not to intend any other thing like showing off and the like. Similarly, in Sahih al-Bukhari, from the narration of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by him in whose hands my soul is, لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. The smell coming out from the mouth of a person observing fasting is better with Allah than the smell of musk. يترك طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي. He has left his food, drink and desires for my sake. الصيام لي وأنا أجزي به والحسنة بعشر أمثالها. Fasting is for me and I reward it accordingly. And the reward of good deeds is multiplied 10 times. So this is the training done by fasting concerning the sincerity. Fasting is a concealed worship and a secret between the slave and his Lord. And that's why some of the scholars said, الصوم لا يدخله الرياء بمجرد فعله وإنما يدخله الرياء من جهة الإخبار عنه. Show off does not enter into the act of fasting just by executing fasting or doing the fast. However, it enters from the angle of informing about it. And this is in contrast with the other actions, where show off may enter and affect them by mere execution of them. And there is no doubt that sincerity is from the highest qualities and highest praiseworthy act. And there are so many benefits and influences of fasting upon the individual and upon the ummah, the community and the nation at large. Ikhlas influences greatly the execution of one's affairs, making them easy. So anyone who encounters problems concerning his affairs and his objectives are restricted, then let him know that he is stricken by his own sin, and because of his defective ikhlas, he is being punished. Ikhlas causes or brings firm determination to the person and strengthens his heart. Thus, he carries on his tasks until he reaches his objectives. Many of the obstacles and hindrances nothing helps you to overcome them except sincerity, except ikhlas. The thing that lifts a person to the highest degrees of merits and virtues is sincerity. Sincerity is the alliance of one's life. And don't think that you will be exaggerating if you say that the self that is liberated from the slavery to desire and the self which moves on driven by ikhlas, by sincerity, is the tranquil one and the comfortable one, the one mannered by the wisdom of the religion and its good admonitions. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, when the person is sincere to Allah, Allah will choose him to himself. and will bring life to his heart, will revive his heart, and will attract him to the way that leads to him, to Allah, and thus wards off him evils and illegal conducts. This is in opposition to the heart which is impure, insincere regarding Allah. In it there is demand and wills and general love, loving everything that may be attainable, or there is an opportunity to take, clinging to his desire like the branch which sways away for bending away and inclining in directions for the breeze coming in. So if the Muslim is sincere in his fasting to Allah and conducts it in the way that pleases Allah, then that will be a caller for him to be sincere in the rest of his actions and in the rest of his days. Because Rabbu Ramadan huwa Rabbu Sa'ir al-Shuhur, because the Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of the rest of the month, and the one who ordained fasting is the one who ordained the rest of worships and means of nearness to him. وهكذا, and such, the Muslim learns from this great lesson of fasting. Fasting. Ikhlas in fasting lifts the level of actions such that the minute actions with ikhlas becomes amplified, great, and its few becomes many. Ikhlas is the thing which drives the person to continue on goodness. The one who prays out of show-off or shyness will encounter, inevitably he will encounter certain times where he may not even stand up to pray. And the one who rules with justice, seeking to be known, or fearing to be taken away from his post, may, if he encounters a certain benefit, may not even think about justice, and he will put it aside. And the one who calls for reform, seeking to be known, seeking status and prestige between the people, may one day encounter certain people who will not be considerate of him unless he drops to their levels of following desires, and thus turns to be a caller to desire. And the one who does good so that people mention his name in their circles or in newspapers or you name it, becomes driven by that. To the degree if genuinely one day may be asked by a needy person, he may not give him. Ikhlas is the thing which brings the sweetness to iman, to faith. And thus, it may make the person one of the seven who will be shaded by the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there is no shade except the shade of Allah. Remember in that hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. And from them is a man who gives in charity and he hides it, conceals it, such that his left does not know what his right hand had given. Ikhlas, sincerity, no show off. One of the righteous predecessors by the name of Ash'ab bin Jubayr, he used to walk one day in Medina. A man met him, told him, كم عيالك? How many are the members of your family? He said, I told this man about them. This man told me, I have been asked to give you what will be helpful for you and your family as long as you are living. I asked him, who commanded you to do this? He said, I will not tell you. I said, this is good to be thanked. He told me, الذي أمرني لم يرد شكرك. The one who commanded me was not looking for your gratitude. Ash'ab said, he used to bring me this help until a person by the name of Khalid bin Abdullah bin Umar bin Uthman died. People gathered for the funeral and I witnessed the funeral. I came therein. There I met this man. This man told me, Ya Ash'ab, O Ash'ab, by Allah, this is your friend who used to give you what he commanded me to give you. This is a good doer from behind a hijab, from behind a veil. We might encounter daily people who, when they carry tasks, they claim ikhlas and sincerity in all of their works. Why? Because the place of sincerity is in the heart, and the sight is veiled from checking that out. And if you describe someone with ikhlas or no ikhlas, then you refer in your description to certain signs which may become apparent. Some of these signs may tell you with certainty concerning his ikhlas, and others, however, are no more than conjectures, which you think they may be signs. And this is a place where we have to be very careful. Because if we describe the deceiving one with ikhlas, and we describe the mukhlis, the sincere one, with deception, then the impact is a great social harm. If you build your trustworthiness on conjecture, then you may not be secure from judging a person with corrupt conscience, describing him with ikhlas. And people therefore will take him as someone to follow, as an example, leading them from evil to another. And you may be also, on the other hand, finishing someone up totally, a good and pure one, when you describe him of lacking ikhlas. And then you will be like the one who seeks to extinguish a lamp, and people need lamps to show them the way. Ikhlas is a merit in its own self, and it does not occupy a place except that more merits come in. And ikhlas provides the heart of its holder with strength and power. Thus he will not lag to defend the truth, no matter what may occur to him. And ikhlas opens the chest of the person to spend in ways of goodness. You see him giving from his wealth, even though himself or those around him may need that. Ikhlas teaches the person the merit of knowing this life on its reality. Detachment from it, taking from it only that which is beneficial for the hereafter. So he would not fear to oppose the evil and to stand by the truth, even if the people of falsehood may rain him with gold and silver. Ikhlas drives the judge to be keen concerning the verification of his cases, and will not decide concerning a matter until the truth becomes clear to him. And the ikhlas teaches the teacher to exert his effort to make matters clear to the students, and not to withhold from them the beneficial knowledge, and not to withhold from them the means and ways which will motivate them to acquire beneficial knowledge. And ikhlas protects the merchant from treachery concerning his produce and products and what he sells, or their value. And ikhlas makes the craftsman, the manufacturer, and people in these fields, it drives them to be professional concerning their works to the best of their abilities. And ikhlas deters the writer from altering the truth or color it in other than its true color in order to please someone or some groups. These are only some of the impact of ikhlas on the person, where fasting makes it grow and strengthen and transcends the effects to the other acts of worship. And thus, therefore, we have always to keep reminding ourselves concerning this matter, the matter of ikhlas and of its good consequences. والحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.